Mighty Mighty Boss Stones this morning on Triple M Southwest, coming at you from Busselton Motor Group. But while we will not pause our fight for MND, we will just interrupt ourselves for an exciting announcement. Birds of Tokyo are rocking the regions. They're doing a state tour, and they're starting in Bunbury Saturday the 7th of August. And I caught up from Glenn from the band.
It's rough. Like, it's been a stressful year. Like, a lot of people have, like, put their support behind music, and, you know, everyone's done what they could to continue working, like, to get music out in other ways. We tried our best with a whole bunch of different ways. Like, we released an album during the right in the middle of the pandemic. So that was, like, really, really outside of the box thinking to do things like that. But, I mean, to be honest, it's just been the same situation for everyone. It's been very difficult.
And it's not just sort of frivolous work. I mean, we all know that, like, you know, sort of going out to the pub or going to a concert or something is where we spend our disposable income when we have it. But, like, that's also what, like, you know, sets us into our community and the people that we like to hang out with, the type of music that we listen to. Like, music enriches our lives on so many different levels.
I don't remember, as, like, from a punter's point of view, like, from the when everything started kind of coming back, and I went into a venue and heard a drummer sound checking a kick drum, and I nearly burst into tears because it's like, aww, I haven't heard that sound for so long. Aww. It was just like, it was awesome. But yeah.
So what's kept you going? What's kept you, you know, trucking along through all of this?
We've still been writing. Like, Birds of Glen, first and foremost, is like a songwriting band, and we love doing that more than anything else. Like, actually, like, you know, coming up with, when you've got emotions and you're not good at expressing them with words and music's your only outlet, that tends to be the way we do things. And everyone's got a lot of emotions right now because it's the craziest time in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. And something that I do like to ask, you know, songwriters when I get the chance to speak to them is, like, when you guys together have written your best stuff, the stuff that you absolutely love to bits, where does that come from? Because I've had some really interesting answers from people in the past.
The funniest one, I think one of my favourite moments we've ever had in the studio was when Kenny sang the lyrics for Good Lord for us, and the first time we heard it, because we had a bunch of, like, guide lyrics up to that point, and when he sang those lyrics, they were just, like, it was brutal honesty. Like, I'd been at all the scenes that he was talking about in the song, like, when he described his wedding, I was there, and that was like a place of truth that he started drawing from that we'd never done before. So that to me is like a telling point of that should be the place that we write from now on.
Ooh. Why is it that we find being truthful so mind-blowing? Because I had one of these experiences just last week on Friday night with a colleague, and it was the same sort of thing. You know, it was so truthful. Like, why do we as humans just struggle to be honest with each other?
I'm not sure. I think we paint these pictures around, like, what we perceive people want us to live like and what we think we would like to live as. But the closer you get to the truth of it, that's, like, when you find, I don't even know if it's happiness or it's just like something that's more real. And that, like, it gives you a different sense of knowing yourself, I guess. Yeah, it's a really weird one. But, like, every time with art specifically, like, if you can figure out exactly what you're trying to say and not put anything else around it and just allow that to speak, that's the best thing.
This is a big conversation, considering we started with the very exciting news that you will be rocking the regions. We've got all sorts of philosophical this morning, but I like it because, you know, if that's where your writing comes from, then I'm really excited to see what you've been writing in the last 12 months.
Well, actually, to be fair, like, the last 12 months, we've just been writing, like, heaps more loud guitars, like, doing guitar solos. So, yes, correct. We're writing from a place of truth and honesty and trying to reveal ourselves, but also harmonize guitar solos, which I think go hand in hand, really.
Well, obviously. I mean, when words leave off, all you have is guitar solos.
Exactly. It's like Pink Floyd. Like, the whole Pink Floyd thing is we live in a society hating a guitar solo.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, life is hard. Here's some guitar.
And I think that should be the new Birds of Tokyo, the way Birds of Tokyo writes from now on.
Amazing. Well, I've got a lot of good lyrics for you. So if you ever need some inspiration, you know, we can brainstorm.
Definitely.
That was me catching up with Glenn from Birds of Tokyo from yesterday when they announced the Rock in the Regions tour. Bunbury, Albany, Broome, Kalgoorlie and Geraldton. Tickets are on sale now. Oh, we love the Birds. And they're going to be at Breck Entertainment Centre on the 7th of August. But we shall continue our fight against MND up next on Triple M.